have to be in love with her. That's the law.
Kira, I think I have tears in my eyes.
I think we should just do this interview and then take the rest of the day off.
Or we should do it as a duet. We were just singing along as it played because we both love that song so much.
It is amazing. And I only have a few minutes, so let's get right to that. I have Marilyn Lightstone with me today. You've got a show coming up. Boy, do you ever.
Do I ever.
And I've got too many questions, so I'm going to go with one I know that has to be answered. You're a classical radio host. You're also an actress, and you're a singer, and you're a host in film and stage and screen. So what are you doing hosting this pop music program?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. classical music was something that I aspired to. We didn't have much of it in our house. I think we had the Saber Dance and maybe 1812 Overture, and that was about it.
Well, sing-along pieces.
So I wanted classical music.
Sure.
I yearned for it. But, mm-hmm. but what I grew up with, what imprinted itself on my brain and my heart and my soul was the songs I heard on the radio,
mm-hmm.
the hit parade songs, the Billboard tunes, and I love them still. And at a certain point in my life, I thought, where are those songs? Where have they gone?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear them again. I need to hear them again because that's my generation. And the songs that are currently being written and performed by this generation's generation, you know, the millennials, that's not my generation. They've got their music, and I've got my music, and they may not know. I don't think they know mine, for example. I think maybe if they knew it, they'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know it, and I want to hear my music again. So I thought, got to do a show about this. Got to somehow rework this music that brings it back to us, the people who loved it. It's a music that was our childhood, our youth, what formed us.
That has to be the most generous, selfless self-indulgence I've ever heard of. You want everybody to have this.
I did, because it's not something just for me alone.
No, not exactly. It's for everybody.
We shared. It was all we shared. When you bring this up to sort of someone of my generation, mm-hmm. we all know the lyrics for all these
exactly.
songs.
Exactly.
We all know the names.
And beware the guys who know the lyrics. Now, the name of the show is Your All-Time Classic Hit Parade. Now,
that's just what it is.
The design of this, the architecture of this show is not new. You've given a revitalized.
We revitalized.
Oh, I know it's not a Xerox. That's not what I'm saying.
No, not
but
at all.
It is familiar.
The songs are the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went back and I researched all the old hit parade shows from the States
mm-hmm.
before we even had a television in Canada. Mm-hmm. They started in 1949 and they finished in 1953. I watched every single one of those programs available online, and I thought, yes, I can see what they were doing. But surely there is something that can recreate this magic, but for my generation now. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sort of put a bunch of clips of Bing Crosby and Perry Como and Tony Bennett.
No, no.
And I didn't want to have young people singing the songs, you know, the way they might sing it now mm-hmm. once they learn the songs.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want people singing it who grew up with these songs. So this is a cast full of Zoomers, except for the All Sisters,
mm-hmm.
who are our youth contingent, and they're in their 20s, and they're a sister group that sing close three-part harmony, are phenomenal. But the rest of us are people I've known for years. Judy Marshak, Tom Allison, Simon Spiro, you know, mm-hmm. who's our the cantor from the Song Show.
Indeed, yeah.
Who was the most show-busy cantor you've ever come across. He's just amazing. Moshe Hammer, a classical violinist,
right.
who loves to play pop music, is our violinist. David Work is our musical arranger. We've got Dave Young on bass and Jody and Kevin Cody on percussion. And David Work has done some arrangements that just kind of relive the whole thing for us in front of a live audience in Zoomer Hall. And to have these people with us, I thought we'd sort of create the final moments of a show I saw that Patti Page did sort of when she was in her 60s or 70s. She was doing a Supper Club thing, and I watched as the camera panned around to all the people in the front row of the audience and watched them all, not singing along with her aloud, because mm-hmm. our generation doesn't do that. We don't sing aloud when singers are singing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all miming the words, you know,
yeah.
and they all knew all the words to the Tennessee Waltz. So I thought,
oh,
well,
that's a good
did.
One.
They did.
That's
so
a good
I thought,
one.
Well, we'll end up our show that way, too. We'll pan in the audience, you know. And for some reason, I don't know what happened, but someone came up and started to dance. And so before we knew it, we had the whole audience singing and dancing with us. And I don't know, there was suddenly a whole new energy in the room, and it was just phenomenal. And, oh, by the way, if I sound really kind of weird, I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat, if you've noticed.
No, I'm not
sound
bad
the way
at all.
I
not bad
sound
at all.
Unnoctor.
I love the dance aspect. You know, in listening to that, I often think, if you're at home and you're hearing this and you're not in the kitchen dancing with the girl you love, what is the matter
you're
with you?
You're moving.
You've got to move. Yeah,
yes.
It's the greatest. Now, listen, I would like to know what your opinion is about tunes that endure. I don't know the answer, but they endure. And you've got a list this long of tunes that are never going to die.
Because
ever.
I think they're like valued family heirlooms. I said this in one of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Their music is passed along. The best of the music is passed along from one generation to the next. And even though it may not be the most popular music of that generation, nonetheless, there will be someone who'll carry it along like a sacred vessel and pass it on to the next generation. That's what the Alt Singers are doing now, by the way, the Alt Sisters. Mm-hmm. They're passing it along.
Okay, so I'm a listener at home.
Yeah.
And I want to get in touch with Marilyn Lightstone, and I want to say, could you play Tennessee Waltz for me? Oh, and Moon River. Let's say it's a guy, his name is, so we'll say Carrie. All right? And he wants to hear those things.
Well, Tennessee Waltz is in the can.
It's programmed.
It's in the can.
Okay.
But Moon River, not yet.
Okay.
And who knows if the fates are kind and we get to do any more shoots. That's going to be one of the songs, Carrie. I promise you.
Okay, thank you. Those are such good ones. Now, the show debuts November 3rd.
Friday,
November 3rd, 8:30.
Yep.
And let me see. We ought to get some information out to folks. So the name of the show is Your All-Time Classic Hit Parade.
Right.
It's Friday. It's November 3rd. It's 8:30, and
8:30.
It's on Vision.
And it'll continue for the next 6 weeks.
Okay, so it's
every Friday at 8:30.
Six Fridays in a row.
Yeah, it's part of our sing-along kind of programming on Vision TV for Friday night, although we just do a sing-along at the end of every show with our audience. Sing-along and dance-along, as it turns out.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
Get back to my question sort of sideways. Can the public get in touch? Can they give you feedback?
And also, you know, if we do any more shows, we will be calling on the audience to come and join us in our studio audience. That's what we did before, and our studio audience is a very important part of this. It was their energy and their knowledge of these songs and their ability to sing along that made the show for us and for people watching, I'm sure.
You know what struck me about this was that as I look down the list, the playlist, and as soon as you start reading a list, it becomes notable by what you leave out of it. So I'm not going to start reading a list. But I looked down and I said, I know every one of these. And you know why?
Of course you do.
Because we had a Chevy that had no radio. So we sang. And these were the things we heard at home on the radio, but we sang them in the car.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, you know, my kid brother, who's 4.5 years younger than I am, he lives in the United States, and we very rarely see each other. But when we do, we somehow wind up singing in the car. And it surprises me that he knows all the same songs that I do. And it's such a bond between us. And that's the thing about this music, or music of any generation, really. Mm-hmm. But because we don't hear our music of our generation often enough, it is a bond that we share. Mm-hmm. We share with everybody else our age, everybody that grew up before World War II, during World War II, after World War II. And if it's not our music, mm-hmm. it's a music that our moms and dads and our grandparents
Absolutely.
Loved, that they passed on to us.
We're talking about music that earned the name Classic the hard way. And I'm so glad to have you here, Marilyn. And you have to come back because heading up to 4 o'clock news and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, Carrie, so good to be with you.
Good to have you here. And the show, once again, is Your All-Time Classic Hit Parade. And folks, it is November 3rd, 8:30 on Vision. Marilyn, come back soon.
Thanks.